Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski. And today we have someone really special back on the podcast, Ethan Rose.
Woo! That's the first time I've been called special in a long time. So that's a big win.
I think you're special, Ethan.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me back on. I'm so excited, and I love how many takes it took you to get the intro done. That was my favorite part so far.
It was only three, guys, okay? It was only three.
They don't know that, though. You could be just saying that. I could say it was 15 takes, and I've been here for half an hour.
Well, it's my word against his, so who are you going to believe?
Hopefully me.
All right, so Ethan, this episode 5, Skyfall. What are overall thoughts? What did you think of this episode?
Skyfall. Awesome. First off, I want to be the females in this challenge. I want to be the one dangling off the edge. That's all I ever want to do. That's the reason I love this show, and it's the reason I continue to watch, and I haven't seen one of these in a while, so I was so hyped. I was like, CT, hold me, baby. Like, I would love to just be like dangling, looking up at his eyes and enjoying the view.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Because it's reminiscent. They did a challenge like this way back when. I think it was on the Duel. And like, they had them hanging the other way, and it was like over a canyon, and they had to see how long they could hold them for. It was awesome too. I'd love that. You know, bungee jumping, skydiving, all the above. Like, send me out. So that part was cool. The commentary, interesting. I think CT dominated commentary tonight. He's so freaking funny all of a sudden. So funny. And then the elimination was interesting. I feel like we're going to have some great takes on that. And this whole like show, because like, you haven't had me on since a couple episodes back where I was on the Fessy Parade. That has definitely changed.
Yeah, good. Yeah. What side are you on now? My side.
Yes, 100%.
Join the train.
And I think it's not even just your side anymore. I think it's the majority of challenge watchers are like, yo, Fessy, this is whack. Like, first off, you're the biggest dude in the house. And you don't look like it anymore, and you're just running through your friends left and right. It's a tough go.
He's got one loyal friend still.
I don't even know the one who just went home.
Anissa.
I guess kind of, but he even dogged her a little bit. So I was like,
yeah, but she still brought him back. She still loves him.
Oh God.
For some reason, yeah. I also thought that this episode was. I loved the daily mission, the challenge, so much better than the drone in a cave last week. I couldn't.
That was an interesting one.
Very disappointing for me.
That was like Devin's wet dream of a competition. Just has to outsmart and like out technologically sound these other people.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Well, he did. He did do that. So, but let's get into this episode. So I thought, honestly, well, you know, I know it was a girls' elimination, but I thought they were going to come harder for Fessy. No one really came that hard for him yet.
Well, this is where I'm having some problem with the season. You can tell me if you agree or not. Like, I feel like they know. They know when it's going to be a girl or a guy's, and they even had the sense of it. Like, I know it was, like, what, three guys in a row eliminations?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just two, and I'm just hyperbolizing. But, like, I think they know. So I know they couldn't get rid of Fessy this week. Plus, yeah. Casey's a badass partner, and who wants to go up against Casey at this point? So, they didn't make sense to really go after Fessy, and he looked like an absolute chump in the daily mission this week.
Well, I was just talking about, like, verbally. I wanted stronger choice of words against him. I don't know. I know Corey, like, said a little bit to him, but – and then, Fessy just had no remorse about what he did.
Right. I was part of the popcorn brigade. Like, everyone was sitting there outside, like, eating it. And I love I'm doing all these, like, acting things, and, like, no one can see this. It was only an audio podcast. But, like, I'm doing all that. Like, they're all snacking, listening to Corey in the, like, weight room.
First peeping off, through all the windows and
– let me tell you, you get mad at people, right? Like, there are certain days people piss you the fuck off. Am I right?
Of course.
Okay. Same with me, right? And it's tough because I'm like a very like happy-go-lucky guy all the time, positive vibes. But if I'm mad and it's very like you'll know when I'm mad at you, just like I'm sure Fessy knew Corey was mad at him. If I'm working out, even then, or like any eating, working out, taking a break on watching Netflix or something, and you purposely come into my space to try to have that conversation after you know what you just did was wrong, Like, I'm with you. I'm surprised Corey was able to hold back. I would blow the fuck up. Like, dear God. And I thought it was so awkward. He just, like, moseyed on in. Was like, hey, sat down. I'm not even going to lift a weight. I'm just going to mosey on and get in the way of you lifting your anger out. And I was like, dude, Corey, you should smack the guy.
I mean, I think Corey's definitely changed from his old days. But, yeah, I don't know. I expected more from Corey. I think he kind of let him off. But, you know, maybe he's just harboring all that emotion. And hopefully this upcoming week, we'll see something happen with that. But I know it all depends.
I mean, the cool thing, I think what everyone wants is, like, let's get Corey and Fessy in an elimination. That would be awesome. That would be...
Who do you think would... I mean, my money's on Corey.
I mean, the way Fessy looks right now, I would go Corey. Sports are sports and challenge is challenge, and you can always be surprised.
It depends on exactly what it is.
If they gave him a puzzle, I'd be so upset. If it was a puzzle for those two big bodies, I'd be like,
ugh. They could never. They would know that they would be doing injustice.
I think they've already done – they didn't do the one usually like the pole wrestling one yet this year. Have they done that yet?
No.
No, that's what they need. Get them on the ground, put a pole in their hands, and let them go to town.
Or just like those – they didn't do – oh, yeah, they did do it, right? The circular one? That was with Joe.
With the – oh, that one's an interesting – I guess they kind of did the pole wrestle thing with them, but I want straight just a pole, keep your hands on it, beat the living crap out of the person you're going up against. I want that to be Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not going to get two hall brawls in the season. I felt like they used it so early. I love it too, but like they used it so fast.
Well, we still need a girl hall brawl. So
that'd be sweet if they pulled that out. I feel like they're not going to do it though.
I don't know. We'll talk about this elimination later. Okay. Let's see. I was about to go into this one. I just have lots of thoughts. Okay.
So many all the time.
Just so many thoughts. So many thoughts. So then obviously we're talking about Tori because she was the one to talk about this episode. Do you think she was rubbing people the wrong way, like with the rookies and everything?
I'd be hypocritical if I said she was. I didn't get that. I thought that was a lot more like, who can I be angry with and have TV time over it with? And honestly, what she was saying is what I said to you last time I was on the show. Like, I'm annoyed that they're going after Wes because I kind of like that hierarchy of, like, let's see what the rookies got. By throwing them in first, it's not like saying, like, you are the weakest. And she made that point today. It's not like she's calling you weak. And I'm not even saying Tori has earned her stripes, although she has. She's won her fair share of eliminations. She's gone to final. Like, earn your stripes. It's like a sport. Like, get the fuck out of here. And I keep swearing, but I thought, like, if you're Amber or Gabby, like, chill out. She's not calling you out for being weak and short and small and separating or creating divide. Like, I'm not going to hang out with you because of all these things. It's like, let's see what you got in the sand. So,
yeah.
I don't like the way that Tori and Issa and Fessy have been playing this game. So it didn't really bother me, the outcome of this episode. But I thought it was weird that everyone was all rubbed the wrong way by Tori. I thought that was wrong. She's not really a rubber the wrong way kind of guy or girl. My bad.
Yeah, girl. No, I totally agree with the second part of that. I mean, yeah, rookies need to get their stripes. And I just think the rookies have too much power. Like, what is this? Like, what is happening? Why are we listening to Amber M and Gabby? Like, why are we following their lead? What is this? Like, what is happening?
I am at a loss for words. It is insane.
Right. Two little short rookies. Sorry, you're short and you're small. Get over it. But like in your new, I just don't understand. Like, why are we stroking their egos? Why are we stroking their egos?
Exactly. They haven't done anything. I don't understand it either. Big T, I thought that was cool. She got her first challenge win, albeit maybe on the back of CT. But I love the spirit by Big T. I love that she didn't give up and I love she didn't quit. So I do give her 50% of that win because she could have easily been like, I'm too scared, I'm not going up there, or whatever she would do in her debutante British voice that she was all about.
Me in the country.
Yeah, she might
talk
be
talk to my queen. Country folk.
Yeah, unreal. So big win for Big T, but the other rookies need to, and I know she's not a rookie, but the other rookies need to pipe down just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Just a tad, you know?
Just a hair. Because
I just don't even feel like they really proven themselves in any of the daily challenges either. No. Like there's nothing they've done where I'm like, wow, make sure to look out for that one.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, and I might be stealing this a little bit from Challenge Mania, but like this rookie class is like, blech, it's pretty boring. Like these rookies are not inspiring. It's like, I feel like Gabby was brought in to replace Georgia, which makes no sense because I think Georgia's significantly more like has more gusto and more challenge behind her. I feel like Amici, I don't even know what Amici is. He loves having sex, that's for sure. But I don't know if that's right for the challenge.
We don't know what Amici is.
No, I don't. And then like Amber M, again, is just, she's feisty, you know? Like,
yeah, I think she talks the talk, but
she's like an Amanda from back in the day. That's like what I'm getting. She's going to start being that type.
Mm.
But we'll see. I mean, Joseph sucked, and I don't have any remorse for him going home, especially
the way. I don't think anyone will miss him.
No. It's time to bring back some of the Brits they had brought on originally. My sister's in Georgia's and Jenny West.
Bear.
Bear. He's had some trouble recently in the news, so I can't comment on Bear. He's been,
what is this? This is something I don't know about.
This is a lot of scandal. Bear has done some very inappropriate things and has posted images of partners he's been with in sexual positions on OnlyFans and stuff without their permission. So there's a lot to be said.
Scummy. Very scummy.
Very scummy. That's the perfect word for it.
All right. Well, then we might never see Bear again.
Give me that big beast guy, like Ashley Kane or whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm here. I agree. I don't know. There's something about these rookies' personalities and their lack of willingness to like prove themselves. I feel like in the past, a lot of rookies want to go in because they want BS to stop about themselves, where these ones are just kind of like running around.
I feel that.
Turning people on each other. I don't know how they're doing it. Like the vets are just not even, they're not even sticking together either. So it's.
No, because they've got their own vendetta. It is a weird season, that's for sure. We need a little bananas magic. And I was hoping it was him coming out of the car today, but it was Ashley Mitchell getting her second chance at
our $1 million baby. $2 million?
She's going for it, maybe. Again, I don't know any spoiler. She's got 1.2 supposedly.
We love to see it.
None of it in my bank account.
So with her coming in, obviously Natalie had to leave.
I don't know anything about that, by the way. For somebody who usually has out inside scoops, that was so shocking to me. I have no idea what happened.
Obviously, no one else knew. She kind of kept it to herself until TJ announced it.
Yeah,
but that was some family issues. That makes me feel bad for her. That maybe something's really going on. Maybe with COVID, possibly with a family member, or
that's very true. I mean, I have no idea. I'm actually haven't been on Instagram since January 1st. I deleted the app from my phone.
Dry January.
I'm going to, although like my birthday's on Saturday, so I'm going to open it up for a day and just like see everything that's going on. If there's anything going on, nobody likes me. Who knows if they're,
oh my God, you, I'm sure.
Zero messages
for Ethan. There might,
probably zero messages on my birthday. I'm going to celebrate by myself watching the Green Bay Packers, but yeah, no, so I don't know what's going on with Natalie. This is where, like, after watching the episode, I would go on Instagram, go to her account, and see, like, give me some news. Tell me why you had to leave. So that was shocking.
Yeah, I know. Makes me feel so sad because she had a lot of potential this season.
She's a badass for sure. She's best. Let's go with, I think she's the best rookie.
Best rookie. I think she's playing it how a normal rookie should play the game. Like, she's taking risks, and she's like, throw me in. I don't care.
Right. And I, the only one that I would be okay with them bringing back.
I don't know. You know, I slightly do like Gabby for some reason, but
she's just the exact same as,
I just think she's kind of cute.
Every other.
She doesn't bother me that much.
Okay. She's definitely cute. That's not like, I mean, if she wants, I know she's got that boyfriend right now. One of the last things I did see on Instagram, but if she wanted to go out with me, I'd be like, let's go. Checks on me.
Yeah, I know. Another thing that's kind of crazy is that three people have left the show so far, not even being eliminated, just for personal like reasons or an injury.
Right. Yeah, Nicole got hurt.
And it's only the fifth episode.
Right. It's a physical season, although, to be honest, it's no more physical than other seasons we've watched. I think some bad breaks for sure, but I have no idea, but I thought it was cool they brought Ashley back. I think she's great for television anyways, and she's a hell of a competitor. I would be pissed off if I was any of the other girls there, but good for MTV. You know,
she's going to come in hot.
Oh, absolutely. She's hot, and she's coming in hot. And it's like, And I'm excited to see what she does.
Me too. I love her so much. I love her energy.
So much of it.
Okay, I want to talk about real quick the Devin and Tori partnership that Devin was just really trying so hard to send her home. Ultimately, he got his wish, but just, yeah. It was so funny to watch everything happen. And then, you know, after a couple minutes, Devin comes on in the confessional like, yeah, I hope she goes home. Yeah, I'm not helping her. Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
No, Devin's interesting me this season because he's really no threat to the people I want to win. But it is funny to see him, like, snaking is a bad word, but, like, just kind of, like, moseying around.
He's, like, sneaky.
Sneaking around, has his gold skull, kind of dictating the game in a weird way that people don't think. And, like, annoying Josh, which has, like, become one of my favorite pastimes. Again, Josh having to get into the argument this week with Fessy, I was like, chill out. Chill out, Josh. You weren't going to beat Nelson. You're glad Fessy went down there.
I know. Josh always has something to say.
I know.
Someone's always wronged Josh.
Exactly. And you didn't even have me on the show last week, but I was so mad. I was so mad at how he was treating Jay. Jay's become one of my favorite people.
Such I love Jay. Guy. So sweet.
Yeah.
And he killed it in that challenge. His grip is phenomenal. Well,
he's the rock climber. He is a rock climber. He's sick. I wish I could go rock climb with him. I missed that chance back when Dee and Georgia were in L.A. Your boy had to work. Had an opportunity to go learn how to rock climb and did not end up going. But, he's awesome to watch. I think he's a hell of a competitor and he's chill. You know, I'm all for, like, the chill vibes on the challenge.
Yeah.
He's doing it just right. He's, like, a little flirty, too. Like, he's got that little flirt vibe. Like, I like it. I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
If Teresa wasn't married with children, I'd be all about Jay trying to get with Teresa. But but it is what it is.
I don't know if I see them together, but that's interesting.
I see a little flirt, little kiss on the helmet, a little.
Maybe I'm missing it.
Shimmy, 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 shake. It's a whole thing. I think he flirts with everybody, though, but. Yeah.
Oh, see, okay, yes. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I don't think it seems any different. I think he's just a flirty person.
I wish they showed a little bit more of, like, that club ice, like, igloo thing. Like, they only
Yeah, when they have their little parties. Yeah.
I'd like to see who's getting on. Nobody's hooking up this season. I haven't seen one hookup yet.
I know, unless it's on, like, the Lolo.
Oh, they're definitely the Lolo, but, like, and the Lolo.
And Lolo Joan. And Nam.
Hey, although remember what I said last time I was here. She is not one to, she's a celibate woman. So
exactly. So that's why there's probably no hooking up. I'm sure if she wasn't, maybe there would be.
She'd be letting Nam Nam Nam. I was going to try to do that. It didn't work out.
I don't know. You know, normally I would laugh, but that one just
didn't work.
Didn't come out right.
I was upset with it when it came out.
I mean, that is interesting, though. I know. And usually Nani has, like, I don't know, but Nani's, like, the queen of having a little boy toy.
Oh, yeah. I love Nani. So I wish I was her boy toy. But
this season
I'm actually happy. I'm not getting jealous.
I think it's just, like, angry. I don't know. There's, like, a weird vibe in the house. People are just, like, not happy with each other.
No, it's a completely different vibe. It's super gamey right now. Like, everyone's game focused and we'll see where it goes.
No one's just living.
No.
Like Devin.
Just right.
Did you think Big T was playing it a little too hard after winning? Or are you like a soak it up?
If it was
VIP table and her bottle service and her security.
Yeah. I mean,
and her having her peasants come to her and offer her their services.
I got to tell you, anybody else, probably a little annoying, but like after like three seasons of Big T, like I'm like, let her ride. Like big win, big awesome thing for her. She's not going to cause any damage. She's just going to be silly and funny and try to figure out how to game. And it was good for her. Let it ride. I thought it was cute, adorable. I think it thinks it's cute and adorable. I don't think anybody's insulted by it. And like, had it been, I'm trying to think who like usually bothers me, but had it been somebody that usually bothers me, I'd have been like, ugh, on with the next scene, please.
Yeah. Honestly, I love Ashley, but I think if Ashley did something like that, it would be like, okay, be girl. It'd be like, girl. But also she's just used to winning so much that it's like, I don't think it would, be as funny.
I mean, yeah, this is Big T's first win at anything in the challenge. So
that's crazy that she hasn't won anything yet. I don't know. I guess I just think she's a pretty good player. So
Right. I mean, it's we'll see how it goes. She's got the best, in my opinion, best male partner.
So for sure.
We'll see how far that goes.
Do you think, this is something that I was questioning while watching, do you think CT is giving her too much of the reins in their partnership by letting her really run the political side?
My answer is no. He's not political at all to begin with. He's very silent politically, I guess.
Yeah.
And he knows, he knows nobody really wants to go up against him in elimination, and nobody's like, so he's kind of sitting safe. The whole West thing is behind him, and nobody wants to go in against him. And he knows that, and he knows that he's safe for the time being. If he has to go in, he has to go in. So he's prepared for that as well. CT's just playing a great game. Quiet. Big T's clearly running the show all of a sudden. So
yeah,
he's in a good spot.
We love a woman in power. So I'm here for it.
Love it. I'm all for Big T leading the charge. I love the way CT treats Big T. I love the...
Oh my God. I literally wrote that down. I said, they are so cute.
They're adorable. Just
give me the mean face.
I know. It's like father daughter. It's insane.
It is. Oh, probably because CT is just a big zaddy now, you know? Yeah,
he's totally a zaddy.
He's got, two kids?
Does he have a second kid now? I thought he only had one. Are you spoiling stuff for me? Does he have
No, that was just me thinking he had more than one.
I was like, damn, CT. Yeah, I think he broke up with his fiance or wife. I think that was the only news that I knew.
Okay.
So Zaddy's available.
Zaddy's available. Hop on it. You can swim in those beautiful blue eyes.
Yes.
I want to talk about the elimination.
Yeah.
Anissa versus Tori. Are you sad to see this? Or are you kind of excited to see another friend duo go against each other? Because you already had, Wes and Devin, and then Nelson and Fessy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care. Anissa's done more eliminations than anybody in Challenge history. So she's a badass to begin with. And she, doesn't go down. She hasn't won a final, but she is very hard to beat in eliminations. And, her elimination record speaks to that. So,
yeah.
She beat Tori. Tori, who, she was talking it up, is a badass competitor. She fucking beat her. I thought it was a great competition. I thought it was a cool one. I really wanted to get out there and throw balls through fucking squares. I was all in for that. And I was just like, this is a cool elimination. And I think the game changes a little bit and with whoever goes home. And I think it's bigger for Tori to go home because it opens the door for these other women that are in the house. I think Lolo could be a runaway favorite for the women. I think Ashley, that's a big win for Ashley. You get to be brought back and Tori goes home.
Yeah.
Holy hell. So it was a cool elimination. I thought it was really cool. I wasn't upset like I was about Devin and Wes, and shook the game up a little bit. I was all for it.
Do you think you could have gotten that basket over with the balls quicker?
Yeah, it was so interesting. She just
how didn't ironic.
I know, just unbelievable. no, she didn't use any momentum. I was just dumbfounded. It was hard to watch for sure at the beginning.
Yeah, she did come blazing though when she finally got it.
Well, that was my
over,
thought.
Once you
get the balls out, you just gotta chuck. You gotta go. It's go time.
It's just crazy. I know. Anissa really doesn't go down, though. She somehow always pulls that out.
Yeah. I mean, even last season, she won in an elimination, too. I'm just like, this girl, don't want to go home.
Wasn't it also against Tori?
No, I thought the same exact thing. It was against Jenna, who beat Tori.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was like, is this two seasons in a row?
I know.
Dear God, Tori, come on. It's
happening again.
Yeah, she's making it work. She does not look like she's ready to compete in these challenges, but she certainly is. So
stronger than you think. I know, and even TJ said that Anissa deserves more respect on her name.
I completely agree.
So I thought that was interesting that TJ spoke up.
She's a badass. So yeah, no, it was cool to see, and she's back with Fessy, so that's a nice little
back
cover
with Fessy. Yeah, what do you think about that decision? Was it the right decision? Because he's got that target from Corey on his back. So
yeah, but I'm starting to realize these targets don't mean anything to your partner because they're doing the eliminations one by one. So
that's true.
They can aim at Fessy, but they clearly have somewhat of a sense when it's going to be a guy or girls. And it was a girls elimination day because it's been three, elimination sets.
Well, yeah, it was definitely going to be a girls today.
And I'm more than willing to bet that it's going to be a guys next week. That's just my thought. Because it's even back out again in terms of numbers. So we'll see. Yeah,
because, I mean, Devin's going to need a partner, so.
Yes, he will.
Another guy's going to have to go home.
I would love for, who would I love? I would love for him to steal, like, Cam or somebody. That'd be great.
I think that is a good decision.
Yeah. She seems, she's quietly running the game, too, and hasn't seen it.
Oh, yeah. Cam is running it.
Also, these people need to get in there and get their gold skulls. They're running out of time.
Yeah, I know. At first, I was like, oh, they have so much time. Before you know it, next week is week six. So yeah. It's almost halfway through.
Right. We'll see. I mean, only five on each side. So, and there's way more than five guys left. And I think there's only three, like two skulls left for the guys. So they need to get going.
Otherwise, they're going to have to start fighting each other for it, which I'm down to watch. Say, I'm
definitely down. Let's
down to watch.
A little Royal Rumble. I'm all in for it.
I know. Who's your MVP, I would say, so far this season? Because we're almost coming to halfway.
Who's my MVP? Nobody's really shining. Like,
no one's shining
for you. None of the big dogs are like, I haven't seen Darrell do anything. He hasn't won a challenge. He hasn't won an elimination. CT, neither. I mean, I guess Devin is like the MVP of the show so far. Like, if you really think about it, won a challenge, won an elimination, beat Wes, running the game still, got Tori to go home while she was his partner.
He's MVP, making moves.
For sure, Devin's been MVP so far. But like, that, this is an MVP that I think is going to collapse at some point. So like, he's the MVP for right now.
Yeah.
Whenever you listen to this podcast, that's when he's MVP.
This is the only time.
Yeah. But he certainly has been. And on like the female side, I don't even know on the female side. Big win for Anissa. A lot of challenge wins so far. So maybe Anissa gets the MVP. Went down, has her gold skull now.
Yeah, I know. There really is no like forefront person.
No, I wish it was Lolo. Like that'd be sweet. Like go after it, go get it. But
well, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next weekend because it seems like a mini final that they're about to run.
That will be cool.
That's where I feel like we're really going to see Lolo if she's going to come through.
Oh yeah.
Or not, you know.
We'll see. I mean, that'd be sweet.
I'm sure she will.
I agree, and I think Nam is super fit, so I think they're going to be good.
Plus, her competitiveness. It's kind of scary sometimes. Like her,
I love it. It fires me up. I'm like,
when she was hanging with Nam, and then she was like looking over at Teresa and Jay, and she was just, "You better not drop me."
Yeah, she was intense. An Olympian right there. I'm with it. I'm all for it. And commentary MVP on my front is CT. I think every time he does an interview is just the funniest thing in the world. So I'm all for CT getting the commentary MVP.
Look, he's just so laid back now. Like he's just kind of like, yeah. This is what's happening. This is what's happening now.
I agree. He's just waiting for his opportunity to go back into an elimination or a final. Try to get that W. He's a winning machine.
Speaking of the final, who do you think, just off of obviously who we have left, who do you think top four people? Obviously, there's going to be more than four people, but like four people that you think are for sure going to make it into the final.
I think CT. I think Darrell is going to find his way in there somehow. My thing is, I think only one, either Corey or Fessy, will make it. I think they're going to eventually go up against one another.
Give me a girl.
I was going to go four and four. So
okay. There we go.
I'm going to give Devin the nod just for right now, just because his show is so funny. I'm going Lolo. Ashley, I think, who's going to have an awesome opportunity to do it. Anissa, because of where she – I don't know who's going to go against her now. Or if she's going to go back into the thing because she's got a gold skull. And I wish I could give it to Big T, but I like can't. There's nothing in me that's going to give it to Big T. Oh, Casey's the girl. Casey's like the absolute stud. So
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, she came so close last season.
So close. And
well,
I think she
was still slightly far behind Bananas, but she...
I'm all for... I'm looking at... I think Casey's going to win this year's season. I do. I really have a good feeling about
predicting it. Predicting it now.
I am. And that is a promise, like, because I know everybody can go find spoilers all over the internet. I do not know. I refuse to look at spoilers on Instagram.
I have never looked at a spoiler in all the years that I've watched the challenge.
I was big about not doing spoilers. Obviously, when I was working for them, they would ruin it. But no spoilers this season so far. So we're good. We're fighting on.
I want to be shocked every single week.
Yeah. No, it's been exciting. Not knowing what's happening each week. It's like I feel like I'm young again, and which I am. But I feel like a kid again.
Young and living.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
All right. Who do you think is maybe playing a more scared game this season?
Who's playing a more scared game? That's a good question. I think they all are. I think Fessy is. I think Corey is. I don't care that Fessy went into elimination. I think Cam is. I think anybody who hasn't gone down in the sand yet is. And that's even calling out some of my favorites like Darrell or CT. Or if you're not going down there, it's kind of weak. You're playing scared. You got to get one of these gold skulls and you're wasting time, and Josh is always just playing a scared game. He can claim he wants to go into a physical thing all he wants. They're all scared. They need to get down there and go play.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. There's something about this season. I thought it was going to be way more badass. Like I thought people were going to take more charge because now you can only get a skull to run the fight. Like it, I don't know. I just thought it was going to be more crazy, more people wanting to go down.
I like the way it works with the deliberation, voting, blah, blah, blah. And the tribunal stuff was kind of annoying. I just want people to take it in their hands. I want them to be like, this is my day, I'm going down.
Yeah, like the hunger for the win. Where is it?
I haven't seen it yet. And other than, hell, I guess Fessy technically went, but he picked on an injured Nelson. That's a bunch of BS.
An injured Nelson.
Right.
He kind of did, I know. And then, yeah, they've just been forcing friends against each other.
I know. Thank God Bananas isn't there. I'm sure they would have tried to get Leroy in a elimination with him. I'm also, now that I'm saying this, like all the names I've been giving you, I like keep forgetting there's still so many people in the house. Like there are names that are now just coming to my head where I'm like, oh, they have a chance. Oh, they've been playing well. Like a lot of people still left.
I know. Yeah. Leroy is still, he's also under the radar right now.
Yeah. Surprisingly, after he like took his shot week one and he's just like ghosted into the back.
There's other stuff happening.
So, I mean, yeah, Fessy basically has the entire eyes of the house on him. So
what are your predictions moving on? What are your predictions for next week?
Next week, guys elimination. I think we part way. I think a rookie's going to go in. I think they're all going to talk all episode about getting Fessy in there somehow, and it's not going to work out. But I think it'll be like a rookie, like a Michi or a Nam gets his first crack at it. Nam might come out with a win, get his gold skull, be a little surprise, surprise. That would be my thought. I think Lolo's going to dominate the daily. I think Nani is going to be upset with her partner. I think they're going to struggle. I'm just that's pure guess. Like, I think this Nani Josh thing is going to blow up on itself, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for that day to come.
Yeah. I don't understand that relationship, but
I knew that was going to be a bad decision on her part.
Yeah, we'll see for sure. I mean, just going to be a lot of Josh, this. That's my prediction for every episode these days.
Josh
just talking.
Yeah. For anyone who obviously can't see, he was just...
I was mimicking.
The good old hand...
The hand gestures. A little taunting, just like, can't hear you, blah, 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 blah.
My predictions, what are they? I wrote them down because I couldn't remember.
That's the way to do it, you know?
Yeah, like, now,
a notepad during the
I
show.
I have to sometimes write stuff down because then I'm like, nothing's up here right now. Look, I have this weird vibe about Teresa. I don't know what it is, but I'm ready for her to go home. Jesus. And I know next week is the guy's elimination, but after that, maybe she'll go home. After maybe a rookie. Okay, actually, let's throw a rookie in there first.
Wow. And then, what did Teresa do to you?
I don't know. There's just this, you know what? I'll tell you what it is. So I don't like her playing both sides of this rookie and then, oh, Anissa's my best friend. Like, to me, it's BS.
Yeah. I mean, it's annoying probably, but like, weirdly, she's been out of the game for so long that like, maybe this is like a grand play. Like, no one's on to her, and she's just kind of coasting along. I know in the preview she gets yelled at, but like...
Yeah, by Lolo, though. I don't really think Lolo's her friend.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't even know if they played on that season together with the celebrity season, but I have no idea where that's going to come from. I'm curious to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from. I just want to... I don't know. I don't think she's going to be able to keep both of them happy, her little rookie friends and Anissa.
Her little rookies.
I mean, her rookies put in Anissa, so I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you on that for sure. Sorry, I was checking my gambling. I'm not allowed to gamble in the challenge because it already happened, but I had to check the spreads real quick.
Oh, you gamble on the challenge?
I wish I did, but if I did that, I would just cheat, which is not okay. So no cheating, guys. That's no quitting, no cheating.
At least you're honest about being a cheater.
Well, right. I mean, it's like although Big Brother's live. So betting on Big Brother is actually really cool. But the challenge, like, I could call up somebody and know who won already.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. So
maybe you should just bet then. Then you'll win.
I don't even know if they let that happen in Vegas, but I'll investigate and let you know.
Well, not if you say it on a podcast, no.
Right.
So we aren't going to cheat.
No, you didn't hear me. I'm not a cheater. No.
We'll
you're definitely
just really
have
good
see.
At predicting from working on the show.
Yes, that's the good cover up right there.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean that'd be fun to do, or just party with these people in Vegas. That's the other way to do Vegas. I don't know how we just got back on Vegas. We're always on Vegas. I know I'm a lunatic.
Look,
I love that place.
Look, we have to go to Vegas. It's calling our name.
It's inevitable that we have to go to Vegas. It's coming along. We'll call up.
When is Vegas coming back? I'm starting to see people go. I don't know what they're doing there, but
I don't know either. But
they just go into dinner and then that's it. They go to a nice restaurant, then they go back to their hotel room.
Dude, COVID is ramping up like crazy though, so I'm like, no, everything's gonna be shut down. I know me and you were stuck in the Midwest. We're LA people these days, and we're trapped here.
I mean, we could go back, but almost like, what's the point if everything's
exactly.
shut down? You can't even eat outside.
No.
It's just all Postmates, and that's just going to rack my credit card up.
Yeah, it was. And that's actually why I came home. I was just like, yo, I'm spending so much money. I'm going to come home.
It's too much in delivery and taxes and fees.
Oh, all the above.
I would rather just go pick it up.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, wrapping this up, thank you so much, Ethan, for coming on, giving your wonderful insight on the show, your opinions. Tell everyone where they can find you and follow you and listen to you on your own podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me at EthanRose4 on Instagram. I promise to be back eventually. So those DMs won't get ignored. Feel free to slide into them, whether you're a pretty girl or a girl just looking for challenge information.
Only girls, though, I guess.
Oh, dudes, if you want to get in there, shoot some hoops with me, like, feel free to come shoot some hoops when they open basketball courts up. And then, yeah, you can listen also on the Believe Podcast Network with Katie's show. You can find mine called What in the World with Roz. There's only 4 episodes right now. I promise to get back into that when I go to LA. If you want to listen to our sports show, it's called The Opening Line with me and my boy Wits. You can go check that out. We actually have been doing episodes every week. We're winning tons of money. I've probably made $2,000 since I've come home. Betting, so feel free to head that way and check that out, and we'll try to get you some more money. And that's basically me. Other than that, you can listen to me on Katie's show every once in a while whenever she invites me. Just
yeah.
Talking my favorite topic.
Hey, and I might have to listen to that podcast a little bit more because I need more money. So need to learn some tips and tricks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bet Texas -2.5. If that means
that. All right, don't know what that means, but I'll try. And be sure to like, follow, subscribe the Believe in the Challenge podcast and listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever. Wherever and whenever. Follow me, Katie Walski, your host. Slide into my DMs if you want to
those DMs.
If you want to chat it up about the challenge or anything else, be sure to tune in next week. We're going to have another great guest.
Who is that?
Ethan, you'll find out next week.
Okay.
Along with the rest of the world. So yeah, be sure to tune in next Thursday for more on the challenge.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.